Jane, can you hear us?
Yeah, I got you.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on your first truck win here at Michigan. We're now joined by our race winner, Zane Smith, driver of the number 21 GMS Racing Chevrolet. Can you just walk us through that last lap and you know, what was your crew chief saying to you? How did you guys do this?
Yeah. I knew we had a really fast truck all day. The juice cone deal, it was cool, but it was just, I swear we kept picking the wrong lanes and a caution would come out and we just kept getting settled back. And I mean, I think we all know track position in truck racing is so magnified versus anything else. But just a really good truck. Like I said, they tried taking another one from me with the bad luck with a flat right rear. When we finally got the lead, coming to one to go to the green, and it just didn't feel right. And sure enough, it was a flat right rear. And so just really never gave up. I think with five to go, I was like 18th, 20th. And then towards the end, we just had a couple trucks get together, and then me, the 18, 4, and someone else, we made our way through there, and I just timed my run right with 18, and luckily got by him. It was pretty much everything I had. It was wreckers and checkers at that point. I think I've never turned into a corner close to or at 200 miles an hour fully right around the whole entire corner, and luckily came out the lead.
All right. Well, we are going to open up the floor for questions from the media. Let's kick it off with Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Zane, first, did this win come earlier than you thought? Did it come later than you thought? Well, you know, when you were kind of looking at the season and your truck career, you know, where did this sit?
Yeah, I knew that I didn't know how I was going to run this year just from, I guess, lack of experience. But I knew that I'd have shots at winning from just GMS racing. We knew we were going to be competitive week in and week out. But throughout this year, I feel like we've already given up 3 wins just from dumb luck and just little things from me, just dumb little mistakes. And finally, we capitalized on those when it mattered.
And I mean, you talked a little bit about the choose rule, but how much did the choose rule actually play into your winning this race? Because it certainly allowed you to kind of move up a few rows, right? Before the final restart?
Yeah, it for sure played in. I mean, I think I would have lined up like technically 12th, 14th or something like that if it was just a double file like every weekend. But so that helped. But I think 99% of the night we chose the wrong lane. So I guess when it mattered, we picked the right one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take our next question from Chris Knight. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Zane, congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, how do you feel to be in the playoffs, and what kind of damage do you feel like you could do on the competition in the playoffs?
I for sure think they're going to come a lot easier now. The first one is always the hardest. And just that feeling of knowing you're in the playoffs, don't got to worry about it anymore is the biggest weight taken off your shoulders. It just changes your race strategy a lot more, how you race a lot more, you can be a lot more aggressive. And I don't know, just really go for wins now. You don't really got to worry about stage points or all the other little things. So we're in. We just need to keep winning.
How do you think you guys can do in the playoffs? Same. How do you think you guys can do in the playoffs?
Sorry, say that again.
How do you think you guys can do in the playoffs?
I think really good. I mean, I think we're fast every single weekend. It's just winning and being fast are 2 different things. And finally, we were able to beat both of those tonight.
All right, Zane, I actually have a question for you from Briar Starr with Speedway Media. He was asking, you've been close to victory for a few races now. What does this win do for you and the team heading into the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, it's a super cool place to get one for Chevrolet. I mean, this is their home place. I think any manufacturer wants to win here. And I don't know how many times they've won here in a truck, but it's really cool to be a part of that. But yeah, I mean, Michigan is, I mean, beautiful place. I really do wish I could go back to Charlotte knowing what I know now. I think that would have been really cool to beat Kyle and Chase. We were fast that night, but I think we get to go back to Charlotte, I'm pretty sure, so get another shot at it.
All right, we'll take our next question for Zane from Casey Campbell. Go ahead, Casey.
I think it was the only one to pick you today, Zane, to get it done. So,
all righty.
You know, I followed your career for the last 2 years, and to get to this moment, what has it been like for you? I know you got emotional pre-race from your days in ARCA to running part-time last year in Xfinity, now to trucks. What has this journey been like for you to get to this moment now?
Yeah, I really don't. People say that I'm this, I'm that, but people really don't understand my background. My mom was a middle school lunch lady teacher. I moved out to Mooresville, North Carolina when I was about 15 years old. My mom living in a trailer park. My dad runs an off-road race team. I don't come from money. I come from a group of investors, and I don't know if all of you guys are still listening, but I forgot to mention them in my post-race interview, but there's three big people, obviously besides my parents, that's Roy Devon, Tim Casey, and Mark Atchison. Those are the three guys that are simply the reason why I'm here today, and they're the ones that just, they simply believe in me, and to win at the top three series of NASCAR is literally just a dream.
And that last lap battle with Christian Eckes, what was that like?
That was pretty cool. Christian he's became one of my really good friends, probably one of my best friends. And I just knew how the runs were here, how they'd been all day, and just from watching past film. And I just knew that I couldn't do it too soon. I had to do it at the right time. And I didn't want to wait till 3 and 4, so I wanted to use it while I had it. And I felt like I about took both of us out there, but it was kind of one of those decisions where it was win or go home the first loser again.
All right, Zane, congratulations, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, and our final question for Zane is going to come from Nick Lewis. Go ahead, Nick.
Zane, first off, congratulations on the win. They talked a lot on the TV broadcast tonight about the top being the preferred lane. With the choose cone tonight, how do you think the bottom lane performed throughout the race? It seemed like the leader might be able to hang with the outside for a little bit, and then it kind of faded out.
Yeah, just I think at the beginning of the race, bottom was you couldn't use it because you needed to be conservative and save it to the end. But then towards the end, bottom was just in a way the place to be. Top was just kind of too popular, and I don't know. It was our third attempt at a green white checkered, so it's make something happen or line up in 12th.
All right, thanks, and congratulations again.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Zane, well, that looks like it's all we've got for you. Congratulations on the finish, and we hope to see you next week at the Daytona Road Course.
Thank you. Appreciate it.